The Gaming Grunts present a Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition campaign, Storm King's Thunder.
Welcome, everyone, to episode 41 of Storm King's Thunder, brought to you by the Gaming Grunts. Woohoo! Woo! When last we left our intrepid adventurers, they had lured out roughly half of the hill giants and various other allies with the claim that they were going to get rid of nominally to exchange the Kant as a reward for driving away the big bad evil little dragon that had attacked them, but we all know that that said dragon was an ally, and as the giants and whomever were waiting for the party to arrive, the dragon came back around and has now joined the fight, and our adventurers are killing giants.
Thinning the herd.
Thinning the herd, as it were, yes. Yes, very much thinning the herd.
Now, to be clear, we did keep up our end of the bargain. We didn't say we weren't allied with the dragon.
That's true. You said you were going to drive them away, get rid of it.
We did.
And you absolutely did. Yeah.
Technically
so
not a liar.
We are in the middle of the battle. There are a couple of giants remaining, along with an ogre, I believe, and a couple of gerblins. The dragon is busy ripping heads off, and the party is doing its best to take out the rest. We are at the top of the turn order, which would be Agadir. You are actually up. You weren't here last session, right?
I was not, but I was able to catch up on the replay. So,
well, you may be fresher on it than we are.
It was, I think, Thursday night or Friday right after. So it's still been a while, but at least I've got the gist of how things ended. And
yeah, okay, sure.
And I see that my character sheet's all in good standing with where it should be. So with that said, I am going to, I need to figure out exactly where I can be, because I'm too far away to do what I want to do, and I do have access to move my token, but I need to see if I can get, let's see if I go there. Yeah, 60 feet puts me right at the edge, so yep, let me move up to here. That should put me 60 feet within that big fat ugly giant that I see, and I shall viciously mock him. And I was going to try to come up with a phrase, so I have ChatGPT up in another tab and was like, hey, give me some vicious mockeries against the hill giant so I could pick one. And for whatever reason, it gives me the list and then quickly takes it away and says, this content may violate our usage policies. So I'm like, but I'm also not, I'm not logged in, so maybe that's why. And I even asked it again and said, please, this is only for D&D and for fun. So, you know, give me the list. And it said, sure. And then gave me a second copy, which it then also took away. So I don't have a vicious mockery statement other than I'm casting vicious mockery.
That is,
if I
hilarious.
Do it again, I'll see if I can get one for next round.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right. They have to make DC 15 wisdom save. Yep. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And that is on this hill giant right here. He is going to utilize his intense wisdom to attempt to
oh,
Not a great
wow. Roll. Not even a one, a zero.
I mean, from the bard's perspective, that's a great roll.
yeah, true.
Natural one.
Yeah.
So five points of psychic damage, and he has disadvantage.
Psychic damage. Okay. One spell increase. Oh, okay, because you get 2d4.
Yeah, and five still kind of sucks, okay. But whatever. Yep. And he has disadvantage on his next attack roll it makes before the end of its next turn.
Alrighty. Good to know.
Yep.
Okay. Anything else?
That's my actually y'all didn't use any of my yeah, I'm gonna give Tankerin inspiration. He looks like he's gonna be up close and personal here shortly. So yeah, let's give him that and I will
thank you.
Figure out how to mark there it is. I was trying to find the So bonus action, inspire Tankerin. That's it.
All right. Perfect. All right. Let's see. Next up is this little Gerblin over here. Let's see. What kind of distance are we looking at here? Oh, you aren't the real threat. Never mind. At least for him, from his standpoint. Yeah, he's going to be going after the dragon. He completely misses. Dragons surprisingly have a greater armor class than 15. He's going to start moving away. He's had enough of this bullshit. Where does he move to? This. He's just gonna start moving south. He's running away. He sees the writing on the proverbial writing on the wall. So that was him. Next up is the dragon. He's having a good old time with this giant here. That doesn't allow me to. That's dumb. That doesn't actually roll the die. That sucks.
It just tells you the effect without rolling the dice for you.
Yeah, since he's an ally, you guys can see what his recharge rolls are. He does not recharge his breath weapon, so he is going to just take his multi attack. He's got a bite and two claws. He'll start with his bite. This is against the hill giant. A 14 will hit, and he does 14 points of damage. Slashes with his claw. Yep. And his other claw. Yeah. And he's just basically tearing this hill giant apart bit by bit. It's still up. In the meantime, this last remaining goblin takes a shot at the dragon, misses, and follows in his buddy's footsteps. So he'll basically make it to the edge. And that's about it for him. Then the ogre that is hanging out with the dragon, is going to attack with his great club. And yeah, bounces right off of the scales of said dragon. He's not doing great. Lillian, you're up.
Well, I've got this handy dandy crossbow, and I think I'm going to use it.
There you go. There you go.
I think I'll be shooting this guy.
Yeah. Okay. A 26 just barely hits.
Just barely hits.
9 points of damage. All right. And the second shot.
24-13.
Damn. Yeah, he's getting close. He's looking really rough. At least for a hill giant.
You're hitting the giant that's just off the southeast corner of the building?
Yep.
This one. Okay. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, the one that's closest to us.
Okay. All right.
And then given his condition, I'll go ahead and move forward a bit.
Oh, fun. Okay.
What, Lillian advancing?
I'll be fine.
So tough. What would you like to do?
Okay. I'm just making sure that I'm mine. So it's 6 feet, right? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I'm just going to cast the usual ones, like the low-level ones.
The cantrips?
Probably I'll go level 2, the mind whip. It's a 90 feet one.
Level 2 mind whip. Okay. Touches mind whip. So he has to make a DC 17 intelligence saving throw.
Yep.
Which is the only thing, only stat worse than his wisdom. Well, no, that's not right. His charisma's even lower. Anyway, all right. Let's
is it mathematically possible for him to make it?
Minus 3.
Definitely
beats it. If he had gotten a natural 20, beats it.
Okay.
Not surprisingly.
I need to go on 3d6, right?
Yes.
Which is, can I do it from here? Ooh.
And that's all it took. He you see his eyes just go wide and he crumples to the ground. Dead in his tracks.
That's my action then. Like, all right. There is no one in front of me. Maybe I'll move a little bit, but I'll move like, I'll go right behind. I don't know who's over here.
I'd say you definitely whipped his mind.
I lost track of how many hill giants were there originally? 3?
I believe there were 3.
Okay.
There's no graveyard on the DM layer?
No, I just delete the icons.
Yep.
So yeah, there's no, I mean, I could probably undo, but then the undo, I don't think gets saved between sessions. All right. Let's see. So you've got, you did any move you need already? I guess, Sanswood.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Questions question about these tokens. Are those monster I can't attack?
Oh, those are actually those are the occupants of the forge. I mean, they're not engaging you per se, but you know, I mean, if you wanted to attack them, nobody's gonna stop you.
And why are they not attacking us? They're not aware of us, or are they?
They are actually. They are actually not in this doorway like this. They are kind of hiding back. I just hadn't moved them. Yeah.
See.
So nice. Yeah, I forgot that they were even there. They're just kind of staying out of the way.
Got it. Then slightly. So what's left are those?
There is a hill giant and an ogre fighting with the dragon.
Okay. Got it. Then I'll start by moving me to 25 feet, so it would be somewhere like here, moving to here, use a level 4 spell slot to cast Flaming Fears, 60 feet range, so it's here.
Okay.
Let me start by, I think it's around here. Let me check the distance again. 65?
Yeah, close enough. It's fine.
Okay. And also remember to... Yeah, so this is my action. And then for my bonus action, I'll control the two... Where is the ruler?
Does it have... You move it just 60 two. Feet?
No, 30. So
30. Can... Okay, so you can move it toward it. Not towards quite all the way.
Yeah, not on the way. Not touching it yet. But yeah.
Okay. But it's ready to do its job.
Yep. Next turn. Yep.
All right. Cool. Tankrin.
Tankrin is going to double move. Is going to dash. Mm-hmm. To the to, I guess about there. Mm-hmm. Oh, helps if I hit select. If I choose to select. And that's all it'll do.
Okay. All right. The hill giant that's fighting with the dragon. Oh, that's the only hill giant left. I don't know why I need to specify. He's going to attack with, two great club attacks, right? Okay. First attack misses. Second attack hits for 25 points damage. Ouch. All right. Minus 25. All right. Look, the dragon looks to be on the bloodied side. He's taken the brunt of the damage. He's taken all the damage pretty much so far. But that will be it for the giant. Agadir.
Yeah, so I can't get quite close enough, so I think I'm going to follow Tankrin's lead and do a 60-foot double dash, and I guess I can get about there.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. And that brings...
Yep, that's going to be it for me.
And the goblin continues to run away. Bravely run away. Okay.
Sir Goblin
runs away. There's an edge to the map. Forgot about that. Okay. And that brings up the dragon. He is going to continue to chomp away at his buddy the hill giant. Oh, actually, let's see if he recharges. He does not recharge. Doesn't really matter at this point. It's a melee game, so he definitely hits the giant. And his follow-up claw just eviscerates the thing. And he takes his final claw attack. Why is this not? Okay, there we go. Final claw attack at the ogre, which also hits. Okay. This goblin continues right away. So these guys are gone. Let's remove the goblins. And it is the ogre's turn. The ogre will probably make an ineffectual attack. Oh, he actually hit. I'll be darned. He actually hits the dragon for 9 points. All right. Lillian.
Well, I am just in range if I walk 30 feet forward to shoot him with my crossbow without disadvantage.
There you go.
Although it looks like 13 isn't great.
Yeah, 13 will hit.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Or 13.
13 points of damage. All right. And second. Oh, no. Yeah, you get 2 shots, right?
Yeah. Yep.
8 and 18 will hit as well.
For 8.
Okay. For 8 points of damage. Okay. Any additional movement or use
that? That is it.
Bonus actions? Okay.
Now, I don't really have much for bonus actions unless I'm in melee.
Oh, yeah. And then you use bonus action for like, well, and you could also use bonus action for, can't you for, what is it?
I can do it with crossbow and horde breaker and like certain very specific situations, but
right.
No, most turns I can't do anything with it.
Okay.
So, I'm gonna. My walking, moving speed is 30, I guess.
Okay.
So these are the goblins, right, John? Like I think these ones.
Oh, the goblin. Oh, in the. Those are the occupants of the forge. They are not. They have not been participating in the combat. They've been kind of cowering. Okay.
Those are the, if you remember, whenever Agadir and myself went in there to initiate contact with them, they were the ones who were just manning the forge.
And those are, there's a hobgoblin and 2 goblins.
I couldn't see. Okay, anyway, like I'm going to move 60 feet first, like 30 feet movement. And then. You another 30 move. Feet of what is that one? The
like dash or sprint?
No, I have a spell to do it. Like the bonus action one, like the P-check. Forgot the name.
Misty Step?
Misty Step, yeah, that's the one.
Oh, right, yeah.
So that would take me somewhere here, and from here I couldn't do anything. Could go 30 more feet. Do I want to waste a spell? Apart from the hill giant, like I'm not seeing anybody else. Like it's a hill giant. Like, you don't need to.
Not an ogre left. Not a hill giant.
Yeah, that is an ogre. Yeah, that is an ogre.
Oh, that's an ogre?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
It's an ogre and it's probably pretty hurt.
Yeah. Okay. It's bloodied as well.
So instead of wasting my spell, I'll just use my my movement and my action to move 60 feet. That's my turn.
Alrighty.
And I use my bonus action to convert one of my spell slot into sorcery points.
Okay, cool. Sandswood.
Okay, use my bonus action to move the
sphere. Yeah.
Sphere 25 here and then another 5 to bump into it.
Okay.
So, yeah, so yeah, still want to make it not that close to the dragon. So 25 here and another and last 5 to try to bump into the ogre. And that makes it 46. And with a dexterity saving throw. So let me roll the damage first.
Dexterity 13.
Yes.
That's a particularly good dexterity.
Yeah. It was okay, so 9. It
failed.
It failed, so 9.
9 points of damage. Okay.
Yeah. It was
assessed. All right.
It's a bit of a disappointing 46, but
yeah. Wow. Yeah. One, two, and four.
It could have been worse. It could have been a lot worse.
It could have been worse, but not a lot worse than best. Right? So, okay.
But average would have been
14.
What, three and a half times?
14.
Yeah.
14. Yes. Yeah. 14. Hey, we are
14 is average. Yeah, that's hilarious.
Oh, goodness. So, okay, then I'll use my double dash to here, 50 feet.
Okay, cool. Because that's a bonus action, right?
Yeah, that's a bonus action, yes.
Okay, cool. Then Tankrin, you be up.
Yeah, he'll dash.
By the way, you'll get burned if you are in the 5.
Yeah. I guess I'll just move there.
Okay.
And await. Just see what happens.
Don't you have like a short bow or something? Or like a
await the imminent death of the
too?
Yeah, but yeah.
By strict rules. Like you have to, depending on which weapon you had equipped, you'd have to have planned to switch.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm finished.
All right. Then Agador, you want to try to finish this ogre? Or the dragon has to?
I would like to. Although I would roll that as Tankrin was running up, if he was intent on switching weapons, he'd had plenty of time to do so. But either way, I am currently 90 feet from that ogre, but if I run 30 feet forward, I will be within range of crossbow. So that is what I'm going to do. So 30 feet. Puts me here and crossbow the ogre. Why isn't it giving me the... That's weird.
Hmm?
I'm not seeing the... Hold on, let me refresh this. Was it showing me the dice?
Oh.
To attack. Oh, there it goes.
25 will hit.
Or 6, probably not enough.
6 point, no.
Yeah.
No, it's not enough. But it was a valiant effort. And
the dragon's going to finish him off.
It is now the dragon's turn, and he just reaches down, and well, it's just to make sure that we know whether or not he is. Okay, yeah, he gets his breath weapon back.
Critical fails 3 times.
Yeah. That's it. I mean, I suppose I could roll for him. I was actually going to just skip it. Okay, he's dead. He's got a natural 20.
Wait, no! Did he bite himself?
Oh, wait! That's hilarious. Oh, it doesn't want to select the ogre. Why does it not want to select the ogre?
It's probably underneath the blue lines.
It
went down to bite on the ogre and just bit his own tongue, died.
Oh, there it is. Okay, there's only one little corner available. Yeah, and it's dead. Yeah. So you succeed. You kill the bad people.
I'm confused, but do we want to kill the dragon or not?
No. Okay. This is Felgrath.
This is a good chance, and I'm just asking. Okay.
We should offer it good berries.
Yes, this is a bronze dragon. He is your ally.
I know.
Did I get the name correct from memory?
I mean, Felgrath. I think you did.
It sounded familiar in my head.
I have it here somewhere. I always it takes so long for these things to refresh.
In the meantime, like I believe one of the ill giants were carrying something. Should we check like what it is?
Well, you were in theory, you were going to be getting the
conch.
The conch.
The conch. The conch from. From these guys, that's what they were delivering. Do you want to search the
search the body? I was gonna suggest having Sandswood cast detect magic and check the bodies.
Okay.
Because we do know that it is magical. And I believe you have that as a cantrip, right?
Not cantrip, the
ritual. Yeah, ritual.
Yeah, the other one. I don't know, whatever. I shoot bow.
Do we feel like we got 10 minutes to spare?
Do we? I mean, it's a level one spell. It's nothing I can.
Yeah, that's the only drawback.
I would argue we do have 10 minutes to spare, but I'm fine with, it is a level one.
The good thing about casting a ritual spell doesn't cost you any spell slots. And if your ritual is interrupted, then you just don't cast the spell. So it's not a problem where if we start and get interrupted, we just won't be able to detect any magic. So,
yep.
Yeah.
So, but also, it's a level one spell slot. So,
But unless we're in a hurry, I would say we just take the chance while we're searching. We wait the 10 minutes. If John wants to surprise us, then we'll deal with that when it comes.
Well, so just a quick refresher for everybody to make sure that like all of the details are straight. So, we, via sending, communicated to Gah and said, we have driven away the dragon, so send out an emissary with the Konshk. And then, through the night, a whole bunch of emissaries came out, seemingly carrying nothing of significance. Although we don't know that they don't have it, because they have these, like, pouches. And we are too far away to like do anything with that information. So we're going to search the bodies, try and find it. But the suspicion is, given what the Oracle said, that they would never willingly give it up. This is willingly, even if it's under duress, right? So we do not believe it's going to be here either way. And so we took this opportunity to reduce their forces such that then we can attack the main force inside of the main building. So that's where we stand.
Given that.
So we do want to look at the bodies, see if maybe we just killed a bunch of innocents. Innocents in big air quotes.
I mean,
they are kind of just eating random people.
Then I can do a ritual cast. Then it's 10 minutes, and you guys can start searching while I'm casting it.
Yeah, so I think we do have at least 10 minutes, because realistically, even if they heard the battle, like, it wasn't long. In fact, it was very short.
Yeah, and also I need to put a lot of berries away to the dragon, so how much should I get?
By the way, he transforms... he polymorphs into his elven form, so he's no longer in dragon form, and he transforms into his elven form that you saw earlier, and he He basically walks straight up to you, Sandswood, and asks politely, may I have some of those delicious berries that you...
Of course. How many do you want? That's...
Because he's had them before, FYI.
Yeah. Yes, he has.
Berries.
He needs...
From 5 to...
He needs 125 hit points worth.
Well, 125, then I'll just give away 32, 5 HP. 125, sorry. My math. 25, 5 HP.
5 HP, yeah.
Yeah. Omega.
Sounds good.
So now I drop to 15, 30, 30, 20. Okay.
Okay. And he proceeds to start munching on them. One every 6 seconds, because that's how long it takes. Yeah.
In the meantime, since I'm standing kind of outside the door of the blacksmith forge, whatever you want to call it, I'm going to walk up to the door. And is the door open or closed? I'm assuming it's closed and they're kind of cowering inside.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'm just going to, I don't want to say shout, but talk loudly enough that I think they could hear me inside in Goblin and say, our quarrel is not with you. Stay inside and stay safe.
That's not
okay.
And what I'm start casting, ritual casting, detect magic. You guys do whatever you want for 10 minutes.
Okay, so let's search all of the giants. Or all of the dead bodies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Without detect magic.
Yeah, I'm here and start casting because I just handed the berries to Dragon.
And then while we're doing that as well, I wonder if it's worthwhile to do another sending to Ga, or if we just
wait until after we cast.
Yeah, I was going to say wait until after we're done searching.
Well, I'm specifically thinking of like after we know that it won't be here, right? I think everybody has relatively high confidence that it won't be here. And if it is, cool, but it probably won't be.
Yeah.
Right.
Honestly, if it is, like, I don't know, are we kind of the bad guy then?
I mean, if they didn't want us to fight them, they could have said something like, hey, we're here to give you the con, but they didn't say anything. They just fought back. So,
Yeah, is that on the hill giants or is that on John though?
As far as I'm concerned, it's all the same. Speaking of searching the bodies, I don't want to throw a retcon thing in there, but when we got done fighting the Etten and whatever else was inside the cave, did we ever do a search of them? Or did we just pretty much leave them and come outside?
No, we left them pretty quick.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I thought too, but I couldn't remember.
It's sort of one of those, like, there's a lot of enemies inside this structure. Perfect. Hanging around for too long in one place that was very noisy seemed a bad idea.
By the way, John, I accidentally deleted my own icon, so can you do not?
Okay. can you undo it? Can you do the undo?
I tried. No, I cannot. I cannot undo it.
Okay.
So basically, if we assume that we won't find it, then what do we want to do? How do we assault the main building?
I believe like we did explore like a back door or like right, like I think the, let me see, I don't remember.
Well, exactly. Realistically, the hall that Ga is in only has effectively two ways into it.
Well, not really, because there's holes in the floors.
Yeah.
But it makes it more complex.
There's holes in the floor, yes, but can we go up now those holes?
Oh.
Oh.
Probably not easily. I think we do have a fly potion of some.
I mean, even if we had one, does that?
Yeah, it's not. It's not. I think it's gonna get the whole party up there.
Yeah,
but if we wanted to like attack on multiple fronts, or you know, do something like, hey, I could probably cast a fireball up through the hole from the bottom.
I just feel like the only person out of our party that would survive being in that room for one entire turn would be Tankrin. And I'm not going to, you know, volunteer him for that activity.
You are so quick to dismiss the bard, man.
I mean...
Yeah, I've got Misty Step, I've got Dimension Door, I can survive.
And also, I think I can survive for one turn. I can transform into a squirrel to take a hit or something.
That's true, that's true. I actually always forget how tanky Sandswood can be.
I am not tanky, but yeah, a lot of HP.
I mean, you have a 20 AC, that's not...
Oh yeah, 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 I have 20 AC, yes, yes.
That's significantly more than anyone other than
Agador.
True. Like if we send Toph in there, she's just dead.
We have a scroll of flying also.
A scroll of flying. Yeah, I knew we had something that would allow someone to fly.
And a potion. We have two ways of.
But realistically, like we have the strength given. I mean, honestly, we dispatch these enemies out here maybe too easily. And given that the dragon is not going to be able to be in dragon form, right? So I'm assuming in elven form, it will not be able to use its breath attack. Is that something we can confirm with Felgaroth's Roths? Roth?
Felgarcarb.
Rothsus? Yeah. he says depending on how much room is how much space there is in the room, he may be able to transform once he's in there, but getting in there will be difficult. Given that it is a feasting hall for giants, that at least the height and the roominess is going to be better than, you know, so he probably will be able to transform. It just,
well, having been in the room, yes, I can confirm he would physically fit. I think the gotcha though is you have to get into the room first, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And he's fine, you know, he's fine walking in as, you know, as his polymorphed self.
All right, well, this conversation has taken about 10 minutes in real life time.
In your searching of the hill giants, of the corpses, the only thing you really find is like they each have one of these sacks that you've discovered on the other hill giant that you killed, and it's just a bunch of garbage. There's a bundled up tent in one of them. There's a giant sized shabby cloak that's made out of hide. There's a bag of dried mushrooms. There is a painted toboggan made out of wood. There are two dead trout. And there is 10-foot long hempen rope that is tied to a boat anchor, like a rowboat anchor.
So it's magical. Like somebody went magnet fishing and then just took all the garbage and stuck it in a bag. Well, in a series of bags.
None of those are magnetic.
It's sure, but it's the same kind of garbage. I'm more talking about the classification of things, not the specifics.
But I don't see hand grenades in here.
I want to cook that chai mushroom.
So they're not magical?
None of these are magical. Yeah. Sanswood, you cast your thing and you do your little thing. You don't see anything. You don't detect anything magical.
Oh, no.
So sorry.
Okay, so no one's surprised by this fact. So no. Let's decide how we want to go in.
I want to know who has speak with the dead so we can talk to the trouts.
I don't. If it's alive, I can speak to small animal.
Yeah, but it's not alive. I'm assuming living is part of that speak with small animals.
No, yeah, I'm not saying I can speak with dead animals. So yeah.
So we have a couple of choices, at least in my book. We could either try to go up the ladder and sneak in the back way. We could potentially go back in through the bottom, free the prisoners that are there, and then take care of the hill giant and his dog, and then come up the ladder into the kitchen area. But coming in the back way makes it a little bit. Yeah, I can't remember what it was, but we definitely called him this dog because he was like
waiting for scraps
at the table.
Basically.
Yeah, and I don't know if there's anybody that if we free whoever's in the little prisoner area, if there's anybody there that could potentially fight or be a meat shield.
not only be a meat shield, but willingly be a meat shield because we're gonna have to convince him to walk at giants. I forget who there were. There was two, because it's like this farmer family, right? Which contains
children. Yeah, they're probably useless. But the other two individuals, one was a barbarian, the other one was an elf of some sort. I remember
some description. Yep.
Yeah, they may have some fighting skill.
I mean, I'm not opposed to rescuing them regardless of everything else, depending on, you know, who or what may still be alive there. They may have had a feast before their epic battle, you know.
Where's the other way up? I see the ladder, but where's the other way up?
The other way up, if you look at the very base of the rock, if you follow the path around the...
Oh, okay.
So that goes up to the next level. So if John was to switch maps to the higher level, you'd see where it plateaus out, and then it goes in through a little curtain So it goes up into this, you know, pathway into this little curtain here, which is where I went in and rescued the halfling or whatever that was about to get his goose cooked.
Yeah.
Yep. But then the ladder is right, the one that's down to where the hill giant and the dog is, like, right here.
I don't see it. Where can you do it again?
Right here.
So where those meat hooks are is the ladder into the basement.
Oh, okay, I see.
Yep.
So and then that plateau on the left is outside.
Yeah, so, I mean, either way, it's either going to put us coming in here or put us coming in here, and then obviously to get into where Gun and her other minions would be coming through this, but we'd have to deal with these goblins. So they would, you know, fighting these goblins would definitely give our presence away in terms of, you know, Go would know something's going on. So we wouldn't be able to come in like super stealthily. But if we just go around to the other side and come in, you know, we're still going to be in the same situation where there's a giant that's outside. You know, if we take care of him pretty quick, then we could just kind of waltz right in, past the curtain, and continue fighting.
I feel one giant outside is easier because I have confusion. I can cast confusion on it, and
the drawback is, you know, we have to approach. He's going to see us approaching, and you know, he may say, you know, pull the rock in front of him and close himself inside, and then now we're kind of stuck.
Yeah.
Although we got a giant or a dragon, maybe we could move the rock ourselves if that's the case.
But it would definitely give us away.
If we take that, I mean, there is no way we're getting in here without being known. We right. literally just
yeah, but it's,
killed it's like half of their forces outside.
Yeah, I guess the question becomes, you know, do we make our presence more known by, hey, we're coming in this way? Like right now, they don't really know which way we're coming. You know,
yeah,
they've probably got a good idea. I mean, they're giants. They're not super smart, but I would still think it's like, hey, they're coming in through this door or through the other door. They probably don't think we're going to come up through the holes in the floor, but, you know, or in through the arrow slits or whatever.
Another thing, like, do we want, I don't remember the dragon's name, the dragon to be in the front, so we go in the back, and then, like, the dragon can be a distraction, and we can take care of God, or, like, irrespective, even if we go from the back, like, there is only one slot opening, so we would have a more controlled battle, like, I think, in the front, I think, yeah, we could be get surrounded or something.
Yeah, if we sneak in through the back, one thing I would suggest that we could do is there's what 6 goblins. You know, I could theoretically just come around the corner and cast sleep. I don't know if they're close enough together for me to get all of them, but they probably are. I think I got a pretty good range on sleep.
Reminder that everything that we see here is where these creatures were as yeah. of
oh yeah
a period of time ago that was a while.
That's right. Yeah.
True.
Yeah. And I mean the other thing though is
count on none of this being current. Yeah. Unless John is just particularly lazy.
John is very lazy. However, that is an excellent observation.
We can also do something, so like make a noise or something here, so they are, this is like, they're getting closer, cast the sleep, or I cast the confusion to control them, silently remove them.
I mean, if we just take a very reasoned approach based on them, right? Gah is terrified of this dragon. Based on her response to our sending. This whole place has been absolutely ravaged in a period of 2 days. Mm. Something like 6-7 hill giants are dead. The entire forces from the basement. Just immense harm has been done already, right? Mm. Do you think they're going to do anything but just hole up inside of here?
Mm.
I don't know how intelligent they are. Uh-huh. Not very, but that even like an idiot can come up with that plan.
Yeah.
But I'm scared. I'm going to stay in the giant, well-built structure. So other than like us destroying the structure, which is, you know, a thing that may be possible, I think we're just going to have to either walk in the back door or walk in the front door and fight our way in.
Mm. By the way, go ahead.
I'm not against us doing both. I thought about where, like, you know, we're already close to the back door. Maybe we just, you know, as a party, walk up through the back door and... you know, maybe come inside to the forge, not forge, but the, like in this area, take care of the goblins. At the same time, though, we'd have the dragon go around to the front, take out the dragon or the hill giant that's in the front. And basically, you know, we could get inside, clear things out, waiting for the dragon to come in. And, you know, when he comes in past the curtain, we'll keep an eye out from that kitchen area. And then we'll come in from the other side. You know, the only drawback would be is if we don't time it like super well, then, you know, we could have a problem where like we're waiting for the dragon to come inside, but then the you know, the goblin noise causes like everything to come from the feasting hall into the kitchen. So now we've got everybody in there. But I would say we could probably do the telepathic thing with Toph. So we would stay just outside of the kitchen area until the dragons at least dispatch the...
Well, just a reminder, too, in the two rooms that are offset from the entrance over here, there are a bunch of additional...
Yeah, but I'm as far as I'm concerned, those are yard trash. I mean, the giants and the ogres are my biggest concern. Anything else we could probably handle pretty easily. You know, the dragon against five orcs may be a little bit of a threat, but not like a considerable threat.
Oh, by the way, you guys are saying this, I don't remember its name, is scare dragon scary?
I mean, her name is Gah. She's the leader of the...
Oh, you're talking about the giants.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And she is... She was shaken by the previous attack in her response.
So, if we make dragon start attacking here, she might send out the troops and flee around the kitchen? Is it possible?
Our belief is that she is unable to move.
If she can't move, that would make sense that the ones that are there to stay and defend her to the death. So they're not going to come outside, you know.
I do think it's likely we could get some of the smaller forces to come out, but I kind of agree with David in the sense that like they're the riffraff who we don't really even care too much about them. They're not the problem. It's really the two ogres and three hill giants right there in close proximity.
Mm-hmm.
Like anybody who gets surrounded by that is in big doo-doo.
I see.
Even the dragon.
That makes me want to use confusion to control them for a few runs. Is giants and ogre wise? I don't think so, right?
Nah, real stupid.
Yeah. Stupid could be still wise. It's a wisdom.
Yeah.
No.
The hill giants are not known for either their intelligence or their wisdom.
Okay.
Mostly they're not known for their intelligence, but...
Or their charisma.
They're basically brutes.
Okay.
Or their charisma, that's very true.
I have a confusion level 4 spell. I'm just posting the... it's a wisdom saving throw, 4th level spell slot, but in a 10-foot radius sphere. Something like that. So... if I can use that to control them, then we can... That means... I cannot share the spell. I don't know what happened today.
I mean, the only other thing I can think of is, like, if we do position ourselves around the structure, like, in the front, in the back, or whatever it may be, we could take... How long does it take the dragon to polymorph?
An action?
I think it's an action.
I'm trying to think of like, because with David's what's Sagadar's ability where you teleport? Dimension door. Dimension
door.
Like you can dimension door right in there once we have eyesight and like we communicate to you that it is sensical to do so. You could dimension door directly into this room with the dragon.
Unzip your dragon.
And just, you know, as soon as we arrive, the dragon polymorphs into his full form. Start that way, right?
Mm.
The problem is that puts David right in the middle of where he probably does not want to be.
And down my last 4th level spell slot.
So
fourth level spell slot.
But as far as like
somebody used psychic glance while I was gone, Alan. That's okay.
That's what you get. It wasn't even that effective.
No, it wasn't.
Dimension door.
How much you complain to Rowlethems? But realistically, I think a decent option is literally just as a team, just walk at the front.
About can you switch back to the first level? This is the second floor, right? Can you switch back to? And yeah, I'm curious about the and then go back to the second again. I'm curious about the hole on the floor.
Which ones?
Second floor.
No, the holes with the boards over them, or the
These two.
Yeah.
Are they big enough for giants to win through?
No.
Not with the boards.
Not, but if with boards.
Oh, the holes, yes. The because they've got that lattice of boards through it across it. Yeah, they would not fit through the lattice. But you would. They would not.
But
yeah, I think the description said like a medium sized creature could squeeze through the space between the boards, but a large or whatever size would.
How strong are those boards? Is it possible to, for a dragon, can it attack and destroy it and fly up?
I really don't think you have gotten the sense of how strong those boards are. You were not. You were not evaluating that level of detail when you were there, and you also didn't get a really close look at it.
Whenever I was there, and when
Agador did nothing in there besides study the boards, John. I couldn't.
That's a big retcon. Well, actually, in this very specific instance,
roll perception with disadvantage. Mm-hmm.
Where you're trying to deceive John.
Right.
It's a DC-40. Do you think you can make it?
Okay.
So, I mean, honestly, I think a pretty reasonable plan is just march in the front.
Yeah.
Fight everything that comes out. Because even if all of the forces come out,
there's a narrow gates here.
It's a narrow structure. We have a lot of AoE strengths.
And I have like wall of water, wall of fire. I can.
I mean, like everybody has a AoE.
Yeah.
Them being grouped together in a small area is only good for us.
Yes, true.
That is not a particularly small area. It is,
it is small enough to be effective for pretty much all of us, except for me mostly.
Yeah.
I'm not that good against these large creatures other than just shoot it with a crossbow.
I do have some control magic to try to, tidal.
But full stop, I feel like what's going to happen is they're not going to come out and we're going to have to go in. And they're going to either set up an ambush or something, or they're just like guarding right? And we're going to take the fight mostly inside of this room, other than maybe some scraps outside.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of for just cruising in the front door. Because that, I think, plays to the dragon's strengths the best.
Because
he can already be in that form. He can use his breath against any group of enemies that are like lined up, essentially, to meet us.
So one question I would pose to the group, if our plan is to go through the front door, should we all march around together? Or should we potentially, while we're walking around, have the dragon fly over... and we'll walk separately, and then like I said, we could use Toph's mental telepathy with the dragon, and when we get like maybe at the bottom of the ramp near where the orc tents are, we shouldn't be potentially threatening enough to the you know, to the ogre or to the hill giant at that point, to where he'd potentially run inside and barricade him. And then we just have say, okay, now's the time. The dragon flies over the top, basically comes crashing down right next to the hill giant and tries to fight him outside. Because my concern is if we get there and approach, you know, his job may be to pull the boulder in and go back inside. So now we've got the boulder to contend with, and he'd go back in and, you know, be in there with all the other guys. If we attack him outside, then instead of going in fighting four hill giants, we've only got three.
Yep. I mean, realistically, we could get over there and the boulder's already in place too, right?
We could. I mean, that's the problem. But, you know, idealistically, based on what we know, this seems like the more sensible plan is if he is outside and the boulder is not there, let's take care of him there. And, you know, worst comes to worst, he ducks inside before we can attack. And, you know, we're no worse off than we were.
Yeah, no, I think that's reasonable.
Yep.
Sound good? Okay.
So are we going the front or like are we going from?
Yeah, we're all going to go on the front. And I think we're going to have the dragon do a little surprise attack as we get close.
Did I lose you to me?
What's that?
Sorry, like I couldn't. Oh, it network issue on my end. Sorry.
Oh.
you were saying, David, like.
Yeah, I was saying that we Toph will telepathically link with the dragons. That way, we have a way of communicating when it's time for. Is the dragon a male or a female? I guess it's a guy.
Male. Right? Yes.
I know that the elven form, I think, was male. I didn't look that closely at the dragon. Dragon form.
Can you roll over? Uh-huh. You're a bard. You noticed.
Yeah, man. I'm pretty sure Agadir, anytime he comes close to any weird wooden structure.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to talk about the dragon's wood.
Yeah.
Well, too late. You wrote a whole paragraph about it.
That had nothing to do with dragons.
Oh, yeah. It's convenient.
Yeah.
More retconning. So the dragon will attack if the boulder is open to basically keep the space open. I think that makes sense. And he'll wait on our signal. And the rest of us will just.
I mean, he's got a fair amount of good berries to eat anyway, so you know he could be eating good berries while we're marching our little butts over there.
It's only a couple of minutes worth.
We did spend 10 minutes casting detect magic and searching the bodies and everything.
I mean, to be fair, who says that the dragon was shoveling those things in every 6 seconds? I mean, he might have wanted to.
Oh, he was totally taking his time, but still, it doesn't take that long.
Yeah. All right, so that's the plan, right? We as a party are going to march or whatever, just kind of nose their way around. If you want to, I don't know if you want to hand wave that, John, or if there's, you know, anything that we might see on the way.
I'm good with, you guys make your way around unimpeded.
I would say when we get like around here where we're coming in,
The whole time we would just basically be keeping our eyes open for any troop movements that may have occurred in the last day, realistically.
Grab your...
Since we fought the creatures in the underground and out by these tents, it's been a day because we did stay in the hut.
Yeah, and for all we know that the five orcs that are inside laying in the things are now outside in the tents. Who knows? They could be like the relief.
So we should be cautious. It has been a period of time where lots could have changed. We're working on the very reasonable assumption of Gah is afraid of being killed. And so she's probably going to maintain a lot of forces just around her.
Oh, I guess I didn't need two dragons.
I also like how you got me the lines too.
That is hilarious.
He brought his breath weapon with him. That's good.
We can use two dragons. Two dragons is fine.
Let's say, yeah, okay, two dragons.
He casts mirror image.
Then Wow, what are you doing?
Okay. He's putting things in the way we see it.
Yeah, you guys. And actually, technically, he's.
Yeah, the dragon's kind of somewhere else.
F form. Hang on a second.
Before
the elf go?
Start attack, I want to cast resistance on it.
On what?
Resistant on the dragon. It's a touch. What's that? Concentrate up to 1 minute. Cantrip. He can rolls a d4 for saving throw. Add a d4 for
saving. Before you cast it, he says, "Don't worry about it. When it comes to saving throws, I'm good."
Okay. Yeah, asking for consent. Okay.
He's got a built-in d4.
He's got built-in legendary actions is what he's got.
Yeah. Yes, I'm enjoying the fact that he's like, don't worry about saving throws.
True. Okay.
You might save that cantrip for later. You might need it.
You're better off. You're better off giving that to someone else. Someone who's.
Then I'll touch me for that.
Touch me. Oh wait, that's
better be watched. Better watch out though. I might catch a spy of that wooden structure.
Come on. This is good enough. I don't know. Who knows?
Where you could go? Delete the lightning though, John.
I was actually trying to select it and I couldn't. Because I've got pan. No, it's still.
Yeah, you got to. Yeah,
oh, there we go.
Right on the line.
Yeah, I was able to highlight across it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I could. Apparently it didn't. It didn't move the elf icon to where I was expecting it.
He's not going to be in elf form very long if he is.
Nah, he's not. No. I'm not going to waste my time.
Yeah.
All right.
We're going to change you back to a dragon pretty quick.
Yeah. Yeah. So you start heading up there and, you quickly realize that, the boulder has been put back in place and, I can't. I'm trouble seeing some of the selection lines. Sorry. Whatever. And he is standing guard outside, as he is wont to do. There we go. That's better. So yeah, it's going to unceremoniously attack him, or are you going to do something else?
Well, the question I guess for the group is, do we want to try any more words? It seems sort of futile, right? Literally, we either have to steal this thing or we have to kill them all.
I'm all for both.
How do you do both?
We kill them all and then we steal it because it's technically still not ours if they're all dead. So,
because this one seems particularly difficult given that we have no idea where it is.
But if they're all dead, that gives us plenty of time to search for it.
Correct. Right. So I'm just saying, like, from a steal perspective, I don't see a way of doing that other than kill them all and then steal it.
Yeah.
Well, though, if it's, is it really theirs if they're not even alive?
Yeah, I mean, technically, it's still theirs. I mean, well, who's the old Giants next to Ken?
Well, I'm not finding out.
Yeah, neither am I. That's why we're stealing it.
So, I see no point, really, in entertaining any conversation. And we kill the giant and try and move the rock.
Yeah. So our next thing is select your token and roll for initiative?
pretty much. I mean,
do we just go straight into surprise round? Because we're just going to attack before he has a chance to do anything. I think rolling for initiative makes it fair.
I mean,
we weren't stealthy.
We didn't call out that we were being stealthy at all. There's no reason to believe that this guard wouldn't be paying attention.
Yeah, for sure. He is absolutely paying attention. You come around the corner here. Actually, why don't you go ahead and assume you guys are somewhere
just below here on this ramp.
You know, ramp somewhere here.
And the intent with the dragon was he would be flying and until our signal, and then he would come down and attack, like flying very, very close by.
Okay.
Yeah, I would picture him coming across the roof so that way he wouldn't be seen until he cleared the edge of the roof.
Okay. That's fair. All right. So Tankrin up front and the rest of you guys in the rear, is that how you're coming at this?
Yeah, I'm fine with where I'm at.
All right.
Yeah, also fine.
I want to be closer.
Yeah, I was going to say Sanswood might want to move up, but...
Yeah, because I have only 25 feet to move, and that sucks.
And you've got better armor than...
You can become an animal that has faster than 25 movement.
True.
Okay. He immediately sees Tankrin as he comes around, just around the river bend, and he moves forward. Let's see, how far is this? He moves forward a bit.
He's going to practice his rock tossing.
He is. He's going to toss his rock. 18. I assume that misses. Because Tankrin.
It's right in the name.
Yeah. You there, Jeff?
Either way, he has an AC of 22, so...
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
I'm here.
An 18, I assume, or whatever I got.
18, does not hit.
Of course, yeah. All right. That was his initial attack, and now you guys can roll initiative.
By the way, my D&D Beyond is not working, so I just rolled 20 plus 2 from the initiative, right?
A 22 initiative?
No.
He's like a D20 plus 2.
D20, oh, okay.
Become 15. Can you set it up?
I can do that. Thanks.
Everyone has high initiative this time.
We had pretty low initiative in the last round.
Yeah.
Okay, and add turn. And what did you say it was? 15?
Yeah, 15.
Okay. And that, I'm so used to there being like 14,000 opponents. All right. I suppose.
Whoa.
This dragon looking dude gets an initiative too. Okay. Oh, he's way down there. Okay, Agadir, what would you like to do?
I will. Let's see where I'm at. Where's I'm trying to find the right tab. Because I've got now an extra tab open. Where is Agador? Right here. I have Vicious Mockery, which is 60 feet. That's not quite there, but I've got 30 feet of movement. Let's see if I can get...
So you can't close the distance too much, unfortunately.
Well, I'm going to try to see.
Oh, yeah, if you can get to that corner, that's in range.
Yeah, 15.
Yeah, I should be able to get to that corner, right?
It only takes 15.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Even closer.
Yeah, then you can be the target of the rocks.
And then we'll all run away.
I don't mind being the target of the rocks. Y'all going to run up past me here in like 1 second, and if this works, it'll be well
worth it. All right, fellas, we tricked them. Let's go.
I ran forward. Everybody else runs back.
Like I said, we're not going to kill you while you're not here.
But we're going to extra kill you while you are here.
Now that you're here.
So, yes, I am going to viciously mock the hill giant. And right, ChatGPT came through with me, and I'm going to say, nice throw. Were you aiming for the sky, or were you just showing off your useless arm?
Nice. I can make these public. He fails. Particularly miserably.
Yep. So 5 points of damage and disadvantage on his next poor ass attempt at throwing rocks.
All right. That's interesting. Oh, okay. No, that's fine. All right. He was just named. Okay. All right. Then Agadir. I mean, Agadir, Lillian.
I'm going to step forward a bit and shoot it with my crossbow.
Why is your bow so angry? That will hit.
Hit heads.
And then I will shoot again.
Hit heads.
Yeah, that will hit too.
I mean, I'm not regretting changing to a crossbow.
No kidding.
It just hits so much harder than the bow did.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's a downside of bows. Yeah, to get the
you get the damage. Way bigger range, but like the damage is kind of like, this is all right.
You need like special bows that do additional like fire damage or lightning damage or.
Well, it's arrows, like, right? Rather than bows, because it's kind of both
bolts
instead of arrows, right? Okay, then any more movement or bonus action?
Nope.
Tough.
Tough is gonna move here, like 30 feet. Still way in the back. It's gonna be more. Let's see. And then, like, she's gonna cast. Summon Aberration. Somewhere over here. So, yeah, she's still within range. So.
Okay. Oh, I suppose I need to show this.
And it's going to be a slat that's going to be.
That's a scroll. That's like a CVS receipt. Summon Aberration. Okay, so you are calling forth an aberrant spirit. Aberrant spirit stat block.
Okay. And there are three I could call one of them. Like, I'm going to be calling, that is this beholder kin, or that is this star spawn, or Slad. I'm going to be calling Slad this time around.
Aberrant Spirit. It says use the Aberrant Spirit stat block, but then it doesn't give me... Oh, there it is. Okay, there's the Aberrant Spirit stat block. Okay, you're using... You're calling up a... You said Beholderkin?
Yep.
Slod.
Okay.
A slod.
Okay. Yeah. I'm
casting it right next to the giant.
Okay. Yeah.
90 feet, right? Like so.
Let me see if I have a slod.
Don't understand. What is that? Damaging units.
So it has 58 points. The armor class is 11 plus the level of spell, which is 4, so it's going to be 15. Armor class is 15, and the 8 points is 505. 15.
Okay, I don't know. This will be your slot. Okay. Okay, and okay, so you're going to attack, right?
Yeah.
Claw attack?
Yeah. Actions aberration makes number of attacks equal to off of his spell level, so I get two attacks, I guess, since it's fourth level spell. Two claw attacks.
Right, okay.
Yeah, and I'll be using the spell attack modifier, like, which is plus 9 for me, so... I'll just roll my spell attack.
Okay. 11. Which I, let me double check. I don't know. Yeah, it did. That does not hit.
Okay. And the second attack?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on. 13.
That does hit.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yes, it does.
It was 2 out of 4. Okay. So, how much damage do I make? So melee
equal
weapon
to
attack
half
here.
Spells level. Okay. All right.
So hit 1d10 plus 3 plus spells slashing damage. I don't know what that means.
Plus
4? Like, is it 1d10 plus 3 plus 4?
Yes, exactly. Okay. Yeah, the slashing damage is not, it applies to the damage entirely, not the spell level.
Yeah.
Spell level slashing damage. What is that? Yeah. So 13?
Yep.
Okay.
That's it.
Alrighty. Okay. Oh,
So that's my turn, and that's the... should we add the aberration right next to Toph so that, like, she it can go? Actually,
It's got to be right next to the hill giant, right? Because it did a melee attack.
No,
right?
You're talking about turn order, I guess. If you want to put
the
it in.
By the turn order.
It goes on the same turn you do, right? It doesn't have a different turn order. So when you go,
I'll put it there so we know that. Yeah, just in case we miss it. All right. Then Tankrin, you're up.
Tankrin is going to move 60 feet, which should get me up to the... Whoops, I don't want to do that. How do I undo the draw? Oh, delete.
You
got to
click it, select it, and delete.
Drag, select it.
You can click on it, but you got to click exactly on the pixels and pick it up, so it's hard.
Yeah.
It's not the pixels. It's sometimes like some pixels that are offset from the actual pixels.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
You have to click on what it thinks are the pixels.
Why can't I select my token? Oh, I was selecting the wrong one. But I can still get there.
Hang on a second. your slot has 40 hit points, not 50. It's plus 10 for each level above 4. So oh, if it was 5th level, okay. It would be, yeah. Yeah.
Got it. It's at 40 plus 10, my bad.
Oh, and they, okay, but the AC is 15. Oh, I did put the AC down as 15. Okay. Okay.
On the token, you can also put the hit points on it. So you can do.
I already did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I was saying like on the actual board. So like, oh. See, I put some on my token.
Yeah, if you make
it visible. if it was under his control, you mean in those circles?
Yeah.
I put the. I've already got it, but it's not. I don't think. Okay, I can do. Represents character controlled by. Here we go. There. Now, when you click on the aberration, can you see the hit points? Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. All right. So Tankrin, you're doing Shield of Faith?
Yes, and I'm done.
And you're done. That's just you double dashed. Yeah. Okay, well. How long does it's concentration up to 10 minutes? That's good.
Yes.
All right. So that it would be a Sands of the Woods turn.
Yep. Moving 25 feet to here. Let me double check. Yep. And then it should make it 40 feet. So I'll do the Toll the Dead. So it's already hurt. So it's
it is. So he has to
wisdom.
Yeah, he's a wisdom saving throw.
13. Then
No damage, right?
No damage, yes.
Hear this bong ring out, and the hill giant kind of looks around. He's like, where the hell did that come from?
That's
cool. He shrugs off the effects. Okay. And then over the top of the roof descends your favorite bronze dragon who descends and makes a bite attack and a claw attack and another claw attack for a total of 10, 20, 30, 48 points of damage.
Yep. Does it?
The hill giant screams in pain, but it is still alive.
Nah.
So it is now the hill giant's turn. And we'll say on a 1, he attacks Tankrin, 2, he attracts the aberration, 3, attacks the dragon, 1d3. He attacks the dragon. That's stupid of him.
I mean, it actually kind of makes sense.
You would dragon did damage.
and there is
clearly one threat greater than the others.
And stupid makes sense for a hill giant.
Yes.
So yeah, he just flails his club backwards at the thing that just attacked him, and he misses terribly. Agater, fish this boy off.
That wouldn't have hit anyone.
Man, I've got these good ChatGPT sayings, but I just and the sad thing, John, is he actually had disadvantage on all those attacks.
Oh shit, he did. He totally did. Well, the first one, right?
Huh? Probably worse.
The first one, right?
Is it the next attack? I don't remember if it's the disadvantage of the next attack roll it makes. Yeah, so only the first one would have been with disadvantage. I'm just going to shoot him with my crossbow. There's just, and I'm definitely within range.
Sure.
I don't think he's going to be around long enough for Vicious Mockery to last for his next turn.
You don't think so? Jeez.
You might with those rolls.
Yeah, yeah, maybe.
Anything else?
No, sadly not.
Okay, Lillian, you want to take this?
I will click the button twice and see if the numbers are big enough. They're looking big. Does 23 additional damage kill him?
Yes, it does.
Then he's dead.
Yeah.
I whispered in Lillian, that's what I was trying to do.
Alrighty. Okay. You now have a
unimpeded access to a rock.
A rock, that's right. If only you had something big and strong enough to be able to
Hey, you know what? We're used to being having all of the strength treks performed by a frost giant. I think now we can do it with a bronze dragon.
There it is. The hell? Okay. This is annoying. Okay. Try to find the point where you can select the... Oh, there he is. Dragon icon to turn him around. Oh, come on. What? The actual fuck?
He's gonna pull it out
there
with
his
tail anyway. I mean,
that's exactly what he does. He wraps his tail around it and just moves it out of the way. As he's and moves it off to the side.
After you, dragon.
And he just kind of he spreads his wings, and he gives one giant flap of his wings, and his body comes just a bit above, and he rockets in, and let's see what is his flight movement, flight speed. Don't round slam, 80 feet.
Don't go too far. Some of us got little legs, and we got to keep up.
It's going to take us a little bit longer to get there.
25 feet.
We're like,
we get there 2 minutes later, and there's a bunch of dead hill giants, and the dragon's like, sorry.
I need four turns running to go back to the end.
Four rounds.
You can go 50 feet.
Yeah, he gets, well, he's, okay. So, yeah, he walks forward a bit before he does this maneuver, and he basically, he lands just inside, tears down this, this curtain, lands and proceeds to fire his breath weapon.
Whoa.
Once. Where are we gonna? Let's see. What's the distance on the breath weapon? Lightning breath, 90 feet.
90.
Far enough. And also not really far enough.
Far enough too.
You know what?
Move over.
He lets out the most frightening scream that you have ever heard, and many of the creatures in this room just cower in fear. Now it should be pointed out that, come on. There are additional creatures. Creatures in this room that were not there before.
So I would be surprised if they were just sleeping while everything was occurring.
Okay, and no, he's gone. I think that's about it. And I think that, yeah. He lets out a deafening roar, and we'll resolve what happens with that at the beginning of the next episode, because it is 6:30.